You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
Let's do it later.
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes.
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy?
Fall Guy.
That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Ladies and gentlemen, here to discuss the Minnesota Vikings 2022-2023 playoffs scenario.
How many of that would Augie have given you last night?
I would have gotten the call at probably halftime. Yeah!
They weren't very good, were they?
Oh, God. Jeez. They didn't try, Joe. They didn't try to win. Mm-hmm. You get this big, long-arm, slow quarterback. You got to just throw it down the field 30 yards and let Jefferson try to jump up and catch it instead of run through a brick wall. And Zim afterwards, I think it was almost satirical when he said, we should have ran the ball more often. Yeah, that 1.2 per carry average was
a game changer. Would have been a game changer.
That was awful.
The best line I saw last night, though, I've tried to find it here so I can give the person credit, but they basically said, the thing is, if Sean Manning was playing against the Vikings, he would have won.
We almost always win.
Right.
Rodgers never had so much fun in his life, though. He just, anything he wanted to do, he did. Mm-hmm. That little pass to the right flat there to Devontae Adams. The first time, it only made a couple of yards, and Rodgers had this, evil look on his face looking out there. I couldn't figure out what was going on. Well, it was because that guy missed the block, the end, and you could see it. And then the next time, 8 yards. Next time, 8 yards.
So let's see if we got this straight. Rodgers is going to win the MVP. Mm-hmm. The Packers are the number one seed and are probably going to the Super Bowl because Tampa Bay is a mess. And we're gonna fire our coach, GM, and probably trade our quarterback. Other than that, everything's looking okay.
Who would take Cousins? Can he be traded?
You and I are on the same category on that one. Everybody else is saying they might get a first or second rounder.
Who the hell wants him?
I don't know. At those prices, he's not going to give you a big discount to come. You're going to have to redo the contract.
But someone had explained that he would be valuable because there is only 1 year left on his deal. Meaning, if you didn't like what you saw, you could get... I'm not saying they're going to get a first-round pick for him.
But nobody's going to take him with the $35 million cap.
Oh, sure, they will. Well, the Browns are thinking about paying Baker Mayfield $40 million. Who the hell wants to give him that kind of contract?
But who thinks that if they get this guy, they're going to go to the Super Bowl?
I don't. No. I don't.
Some people think maybe New Orleans, but I think he and Sean Payton in the last 10 minutes.
Oh, man.
And Sean had hurt his feelings.
Yes, he would.
I think he has very tender feelings. So.
How about Zim, though, asked about rookie quarterback Kellen Mond? That was my favorite part of the press conference last night.
Well, everybody's favorite part is I've watched him in practice.
I don't need to see him. I see him every day.
I see him every week. I see him every week. My friends in the Viking media who get to watch practice say he can't throw.
Really?
Mm-hmm. That he's got the ugly release and he throws the ball all over the place.
Well, make sure you get them tickets for that Bears game this Sunday. That ought to be fun.
You think you're going to see him?
I don't know.
Zim said no. Zim's going to play Cousins, I think.
Really?
I was going to say, is Cousins eligible?
I believe
I think he
so.
Is now, yeah.
I don't
What's
think
he have
he,
to do
I
when you test positive. What do you got to do? 5 days.
5 days of isolation.
I don't think he was ever sick, but he was unvaxxed. So otherwise, he could have maybe. Well, if he didn't test positive.
See, I don't get what the new rules are because Carson Wentz played yesterday. And he was also supposed to be on the COVID
protocol.
But
I think he had 5 days.
Oh, he had enough
and
time.
And he's a non-vaxxer, too.
That's what I thought. Okay.
But I think he tested positive on Monday.
I don't think Cousins would have made a difference last night.
No. No,
well,
they
would have scored.
Have a touchdown or two.
They would have tried to run plays instead of whatever the hell that was.
Well, not that I ever break it down in my home, but I did say during that first series that the defense is really going to have to carry this team tonight to whoever was in the room, not realizing that they would, to the tune of 37 points, a minuscule amount. But
that's why that's so misleading, because the defense actually played okay early, but they're on the field the whole damn game. What are they supposed to do?
I don't think Chris Boyd is the answer, though, at the one corner there.
No, he is not.
But, you know, Chris Collinsworth, generally speaking, tells you nothing, right? Including he assured us that Garrett Bradbury was having an outstanding season, when Pro Football Focus, which he owns a share of,
large chunk,
has calls him the worst center in the NFL or one of the worst centers. But he did show us a nice deal about Devontae not showing off his hands, you know. And did you see that part, Such?
No,
he was. You know, Devontae's running out, and he's cutting towards he's running down the right sideline, and he's got the guy inside him, and he's got Chris Boyd, like, waving his hands and trying to do something. But he doesn't, he just go boom. He keeps his hands to himself. When the ball gets there, like, 3 yards before it gets there, he goes like this.
Yeah.
Otherwise, you know, they're all waiting to see in the guy's eyes when the ball is coming, and they can hit it away and stuff like that. And they showed him doing that two or three different times. And that one catch he made down here when he's just running like crazy, and he made it down by...
Made it look so easy.
Yeah.
I will never understand the over-the-shoulder catch.
Yeah.
I remember throwing it behind
the guy.
Just like that. I'd run into a cameraman or somebody.
Yeah, yes, right. And even that one, he didn't show off his hands on it. He just went bloop.
Yeah, boop.
You know what? Rogers is pretty good.
He is.
Yeah.
Good.
He's pretty good.
I don't think he's a great guy.
I don't know anything about him.
I think he could be untrustworthy,
you know.
Untrustworthy.
Ask Danica Patrick, who introduced him to Soban or whatever her name is, and now he's engaged to Soban. So, yeah, I don't think he's trustworthy, but damn, he's good.
And Grandpa Bob, if you are watching the Vikings, you are watching a very dysfunctional football team. This is the third game in a row like this. Bye-bye, Zimmer and Kubiak. Good riddance.
Uh-oh. Dad has gone turned on him?
Yep, he is. He's turned. I'm sure he was shocked.
Once you lose, Grandpa
Bob.
Who
are likely candidates to come in here and turn this around? This franchise is a mess.
I think we get the GM first, and I don't know who that'll be. I'm rooting for the number two guy in Seattle, but I don't think he'll get the job. Trent Kirshner, full to Minnesota, but I don't think he'll get the job because Seattle just had a stinky year, and you usually hire your GM from, if you're going to get a new general manager, it'll be from some club.
You know who I wish I had man in the ship right now?
Who?
Joe Burrow. That kid can freaking play. Man, is he good. He is good.
That was a fun game.
He is good, and he also had Jamar Chase and Justin Jefferson as his wide receivers, they're only the best two young ones in the NFL.
Well, and that's why I didn't think I thought he'd be okay, but I didn't think he'd be this good because he had all of those studs at LSU. But, man, he's a good player.
His daddy, you know, assistant coach at North Dakota State.
Is he really?
Yeah.
I didn't know that.
Not anymore.
Not anymore.
He's an Ames, Iowa kid.
Yes, because that was because Dad was at Iowa State then. But when he was at North Dakota State, they tell the stories about the kid running around the hall, you know, the football offices and like throwing a Nerf ball at age six with perfect form, you know, and stuff like that. One of those
not the wounded ducks
footballs.
That I would throw, yeah.
No. So he was, he was around there when at North Dakota State. So With the old man.
Antonio Brown, what do you think?
Let's go.
Wow.
What's his vaccination status? Wasn't that
I think
his vaccination status should be two electrodes on the side of the forehead going.
Oh. I've never seen anything like that.
No.
How
unprofessional. You know what that was?
It was unprofessional. Yes. I think Bruce Arians agreed with you.
Yeah. Yes. No longer a Buck. End of story.
Yes, he would. He was not going to expand on it. As I don't think they were even sure what set him off.
Well, it was because
he wasn't getting the ball enough.
No. Arians wanted him to go back in the game, but he didn't think he was. He thought he was injured.
Oh, really?
That's what the beef was. And then he just ripped off his jersey.
He thought
his
there
pants.
Was something wrong with him.
Yes.
Okay.
There's something wrong with him.
To the point where he could rip off his uniform, mm-hmm. shoulder pads, and whip them into the crowd.
Well, you know, he's had a tremendous number of sexual.
He's not a very good guy.
He's had a lot of I think he served an 8-game suspension or something. Mm-hmm. But Brady's the guy that wanted him.
Which I just still don't understand.
Yeah, and Brady's the one good. Saying, no, we have to have compassion.
Yes,
and
right.
Must
yeah.
understand.
He's crazy. I told this story already today, but, you know, my Barry Bonds story, when Barry was at the All-Star game, in one of the few moments I've ever seen him being entertaining to the media, mm-hmm. and he was telling us about the neighborhood kid named Kenny, who was goofy, and all the adults kept saying, what's wrong with that Kenny? And I said, what's wrong with Kenny just being crazy?
Yes.
And I think Antonio, what's wrong with him being crazy?
Well, that was the great Chris Rock line. Mm-hmm. Remember, you used to put all the crazy kids in the crazy bus, and they got out of school 15 minutes before everybody else. Just in case they went crazy.
I heard about this Montez Perfect hit
on
Antonio Brown, so I looked it up.
It was a playoff game, if I'm not mistaken.
It was, well, I guarantee you he's got brain damage. There's no way. He might as well have been in a serious car accident.
And his defensive coordinator was Mike Zimmer.
Really?
When that hit happened. Yep.
Mm-hmm.
With Pittsburgh? He was with Pittsburgh?
No, he was with Cincinnati when he drafted Perfect. Or helped develop that Burfitt or however you pronounce Perfect. His last name.
Well, he's a beast.
Mm-hmm. I don't think he's in the league anymore, if I'm not mistaken.
You know who's had an interesting year? Our guy Dalvin.
Yeah.
He's going to the Pro Bowl again. He's got the woman with the photos of the, you know, the abuse and whatever happened there and that crazy relationship. But the highlight of the year to me for Dalvin was when Everson Griffin going crazy on the video. He was going crazy.
Going crazy.
And he's waving the gun around, and then he thanks Dalvin for getting him the gun.
Oh.
And Dalvin the next day says, no, Dalvin had a special Zoom conference to tell the media that he did not get him the gun.
Oh, my God.
That was not when Dalvin needed. This was about 4 days after the other accusation came out.
Yo, thanks, DC, for the peace.
Huh? Yeah. No, it wasn't me.
I don't need that. I don't need that.
He was like a Dustin Hoffman in The Graduate, pounding on the glass.
No. Joe, you covered the Vikings for a period of time. Mm-hmm. I have to. We can always count on them, right?
They will provide.
Some crazy stuff. But this year has been kind of special.
It has.
Right? Because...
Well, they had a chance to be a decent club.
Yes, and Zim, I've told this before, it was on the Wednesday that they started training camp, Zim was giddy because he'd gotten all these new defensive players. He still had this explosive offense. He and Kirk were on the same page.
They were watching film together.
Watching film together as never before. And 2 days later, Cousins is in quarantine and telling us how he's going to stay inside plexiglass for the meetings. And it's just been a bleep show ever since. Just crazy
Maybe
stuff.
Maybe we all should have known when they barely nipped Detroit earlier in the season.
Yes, and then lost to Detroit.
And then lost to Detroit.
Yeah, by the time they lost to Detroit. But, yes, it was just very erratic. Beat the Packers here. Made a lot of explosive plays that game. How about this kid in Green Bay, by the way, the coach? 13-2 in the conference since he got here.
LaFleur?
Both the only two losses to Zim.
You know what I don't like about LaFleur?
What?
Quit raising your hands to get the crowd.
That drives me crazy. Especially in Green Bay.
Yeah, you what a bush league.
It reminds you of a college coach.
You think Bud would ever have done that?
No, hell no. 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 And Bud would just turn around and look at him like, you know, give him the... By the way, you did not see my Bud column.
Apparently
I wrote
not.
A Sunday column on Bud.
Yeah.
Bud's ideas to fix the NFL.
What's he think wrong with
well,
it?
Well, first of all, he wants to make you gain a yard instead of kneel down.
Which I love that,
if you don't gain a yard, the clock stops.
Okay.
He hates the fact that people sit there for 58 minutes and 3 hours, and then you get to kneel down three times.
Right.
That drives him crazy.
Okay.
He wants to bring the kickoff back. I think we can all agree. His deal is if you don't bring out the kick, you know, he wants to move it back. But
right.
if you don't run the kick out of the end zone, you put the ball at the 15, not the 25. He hates the fact they're being rewarded with the 25-yard line, the offensive
okay,
team.
Okay, so far I like his two ideas.
And the other one is fair catch.
Okay.
He wants to get rid of the fair catch like Canada does, where they got they 5 yards. You got to give the guy 5 yards. So
okay. that will result in death.
Yeah. Well, yeah. no, they'd have to time it pretty good.
Yeah.
And
result in death.
Yeah, that one he's got no chance to get, and he's got no chance to get the kickoff one. But the other one, you know, I think you know you'd have more measurements and stuff, and you'd have to get a little more complicated on the sidelines. But something should be done to get rid of the kneel, don't you think?
I do too. Yeah, I love that idea.
Well, wasn't it the Cincinnati game that ended in the kneel? Yesterday?
A couple, but they were doing it to run out the clock to then kick the field goal.
Every game you watch is somebody kneeling down, even the close games.
You know, much like what Bob Stoops did at Oklahoma for the bowl game, what if we fire Zim and bring Bud back for the season finale on Sunday against Chicago?
If they'd pay him, he'd show up.
But that'd be fantastic.
But the highlight is, Bud, you know, I'm signing off, and I said, so how many grandkids and great-grandkids did you have to buy stuff for this year? And he and I talked about the purchasing you've gone through it yourself to a much greater degree than me, but purchasing stuff for grandkids and great-grandkids and stuff. And he said, you know what, my mother moved to California. Mm-hmm. Bernice, he said, my folks moved to California, and I'm calling her up. She always called him Buddy Boy. And he calls up Bernice and says, Mom, what do you want for Christmas? And she said, Buddy Boy, I'm old enough now that there's nothing I need, and there's nothing wrong with cash. Which to me was a synopsis of Bud's life. the man with the garage sale. There's nothing wrong with cash.
That is fantastic.
And a couple of leftover garage sale items.
Yes, right.
Did you do this on the phone?
Yeah, yeah. I did it on the phone. Well, he hears you fine.
Yeah.
He hears you fine. But he forgot exactly what the line was, and he said, give me a few minutes, and I'll call you back. And he called me back with Bernice's line, so... But, yeah, he was 95 this year. He will turn 90, 95 this year, but he's still pretty sharp.
Someone had put up, you know, they with the Winter Classic being on, and someone put up the photo of Bud coming out with the short sleeve shirt at the Seattle playoff game and said, ceremonial puck drop, bleep and do it, Wild. You know, have Bud come out there with the short sleeve shirt on.
Boy, whoever made that ice did a hell of a job.
Oh, it was.
Because in cold weather, ice flakes and chips.
They warmed the ice.
How do you warm ice?
They must have had some heat. They said they had to make the ice a little warmer for how cold it was.
It was a great sheet of ice.
Were there coils underneath the ice sheet?
Now, how much did you watch?
I watched pretty much of it.
Did you ever see anybody who wished he had not been there more than Troy Hudson? Did you see that
I didn't
part?
See any, but I was out of town.
They had somebody from each team, you know, in town dropping a puck. Did you see that, Rook?
I did not see that.
Troy is an African-American gentleman who played for the
Timberwolves
20 years
T-Hud.
Ago.
Oh, yeah.
He was the only guy they could get to show up, and he was standing.
I did see it.
Out there with a little jacket on, saying, "What the hell am I doing here?" Troy Hudson, and the crowd went. Troy. But Troy looked a little cold.
Well, in fact, Joe, you might remember Troy Hudson. In addition to his playing career, he had a fabulous rap career
as well.
He
was T-Hud.
Was he T-Hud?
Yeah.
Oh.
In fact, there was video I know of him performing T-Hud. At Target Center in front of a roaring crowd of about 600 people.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
T-Hud didn't really bring
the
crowd.
You know what? It seems to me, from a distance.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, Ben.
Not a rap and hip-hop fan, but there's a lot of competition.
Yep.
It seems like every brother with a nickname is a rapper, right?
Antonio Brown is a rapper.
What's his name? Insane? What's he call himself?
I didn't know that about Antonio. Yeah. I got to look it up.
I think I read that.
He can flow is what you're saying?
I think he can flow.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Okay.
Yeah. Oh, my God. Joe's right.
Yeah.
Don't risk it too much. Does it involve sexual antics?
Some of them do, but no. But he just goes by his regular name or AB in some of these cases.
AB, yeah.
The official music video featuring Rick Ross called "Whole Lot of Money."
He lost yesterday.
Yes, he did.
Right? Is it H-O Lot of Money or W-H-O-L-E?
W-H-O-L-E.
Okay.
He also has a song called "Whole Lot of Ass."
Okay,
He also has.
I wonder if this is intended on size or frequency. I wonder.
That's a good point,
Pat.
But he
would
also
be, you'd have to, you know, which
I never
would it be?
At it
yeah,
well,
right.
I mean,
there's,
you do it.
There's, you know, it could be size or frequency.
And I don't know if you guys remember this, but back on December 18th of 2019. Antonio Brown dropped the debut new rap song called "No White Women" in 2020.
I missed that one. What is he going to do for the...
What the hell would we do without the NFL?
What's the refrain on that one? How did he write that one?
He went through about 5 years in Pittsburgh when he was great and didn't. There wasn't a lot of crazy. He played, didn't
he? He just went nuts.
He just went crazy.
I got news for you. When they shelve him brain open, carve that open, that melon, they're going to find a lot of that CTE.
Yes, right. Yeah, I think so, maybe. Yeah. There's somebody I wanted to mention that I was surprised that he seemed a little young to have the CTE. I can't remember who it was. Could have been me, for all I know.
Yeah, right.
You know, it could be me. Can you?
I put my Stanley Cup parade route on hold for a little bit.
Well, they haven't won one since December 11th, although they haven't played half of them.
Right.
So,
are they going to make those games up?
Yes, they got those two weeks. They got those 2 weeks that they were supposed to close shut down for the Olympics.
Right.
And that must be when they plan to play these games.
Yeah.
Otherwise, they're going to be like baseball teams. They're going to be playing 5 days a week, for God's sake.
Are there any NHLers who want to go to Beijing? Or were they all relieved at this?
Who did I see was upset?
I thought I read somebody was upset.
Mm-hmm.
They wanted to go.
Yeah. I did.
Who will make up the team now? Who will be the American?
I don't know. First base.
The
collegians and it's going to be some pro. The pros from the non NHL and
I still can't believe they haven't.
They're slapping a team together like 2018.
I can't believe they haven't canceled going to China.
No.
With this COVID protocol,
I wouldn't want to go there if there was no COVID.
Yeah, and the problem is supposedly. If you go there and get test positive, you got to stay there for 3 weeks before you will let you back in.
Yeah, I'm not willing to risk that.
Angle.
I'm not rolling the
you
dice.
You got anybody
in
your paper that'll cover that?
Rachel's going and LaBelle's going.
Really?
And I don't know if we're sending a photographer or not. But they got, I think December 14th was the drop dead date for telling them you weren't coming. Otherwise, they keep your deposit.
Joe, how about the Pioneer Press? We sending anybody overseas?
I don't think we have the bodies.
They got the office.
I will never say this,
but
to my coworkers.
Well, let me say.
But when I covered the Olympics, and I'm sure Joe was the same way, and you probably were having everybody read everything you wrote because you had the U.S. Olympic team in 80. But when I go there, I went to six of them. And when you're there, you think everybody is hanging on every story.
That's right.
You know? And when you're home, you don't give a damn.
Right. Right.
You know? I have the Summer Olympics in 21, right, last year in Tokyo. I bet I might have put in 20, 30 minutes, probably.
You know why you didn't have
glances?
You know why you didn't have interest?
Why?
Because that put an end to Primetime Preview.
Yes.
On Twitter.
Yeah. Yeah. Now, I did like Primetime Preview. Yes. Well, the big problem with Tokyo is it was so much earlier that nobody was even trying to not find out what happened.
The hate mail you used to get was just
and as far as the Vikings front line is going to do, we won fourth place in the silver and seventh place in...
By the way, gentlemen, just to go back to Antonio Brown for a brief moment.
Yeah.
What happened today?
Well, Antonio Brown's mid-game behavior had a lot of football fans and sports pundits baffled, the 33-year-old perennial Pro Bowler decided to turn his attention to music. His song titled Pit, Not the Palace, dropped last night, January 2nd.
Really? So he'd already had that ready to go, or did he do that?
PR move, for sure.
Did you see they wouldn't let him fly back with the team?
That's where I was going next. That's where I was going next, because apparently Brown, when trying to leave MetLife Stadium yesterday, he reportedly asked New York State troopers for a ride to the airport, but he was denied. A local driver named Danny Chalet drove Antonio Brown from MetLife Stadium to the airport. He was an Uber driver, offered to give him a ride to the airport. He asked the state trooper for a ride to the airport.
Yeah. Let's see. I'm a state trooper. You just walked off the field with your shirt off.
No, thank you.
And you're clinically crazy, and I have a gun. I don't think so.
No, thank you.
I'm not going to do this. I
wonder what the small talk was in that.
He was pictured laughing and being jovial in the back seat of the Uber car.
Oh, is that
right?
That
guy's goofy.
Yes, he is goofy.
He's nuts.
Goofy.
He is goofy, yes.
That is so fantastic.
Remember the name Tobin Rote?
Oh, God, yes. Yeah. He was the alternate quarterback. Him and Green Bay had...
He preceded Bart Starr, right?
Yes, he preceded Bart Starr, but I do believe that he was in Detroit before that, and they kind of alternated quarterbacks. I think him and Bobby Lane, maybe. I remember Tobin Rote, yes. Bobby Lane became a legend in Detroit. Even though he had a bit of a drinking problem.
Mm-hmm. I didn't realize Bart Starr had such a long reign. It was 65 to...
No, before that. Wasn't he the quarterback
When they showed the Packer greats...
That's where I got the name Tobin Rote.
Oh, okay.
That's about as far back as my memory goes.
Is he retired? Is he on the wall there, too?
They were just showing the quarterbacks. I don't know if he's on
okay.
the wall.
Okay. All right. Yeah, he was there for a while when they stung. You know, before Vince came, they were terrible.
Yeah.
They were always kind of the traditional also-rans in that league. Going back, Curly Lambeau before that in the 40s.
He was a quarterback.
40s. Yeah, he was their quarterback and then their coach for a long time. Yeah. Obviously, he's got the stadium named after him, so he had a pretty good run. But this guy is, I think this guy's the best they ever had. I think he's better than Favre.
Yep, I do too. Because he doesn't make the mistakes that Favre would.
And if in the, I think the stat I saw today is in the conference. In the conference, he has 60 touchdowns and 2 interceptions or some damn thing.
Wow.
The last 4 years. Incredible stats within the feisty NFC North, where you have the Bears. And you have the Lions. I was in the office today for a while. Did I tell you this?
Yeah, and off the air you told us.
Yeah, the young woman who's one of our good young reporters was walking by, and she told me she grew up in Detroit as a Lions fan. And I said, this must have been like watching the Lions yesterday. And she said, said about 12 times a year. Yeah, that looked like the Lions about 12 times a year.
Just got ejected.
Well, they came back down after their hot streak of competence. They gave up 51 yesterday.
Yeah.
So.
Yep.
Did they beat the Cardinals?
Yes, at Ford Field. Yes, they did.
Yes, they did. They beat the Cardinals.
And then the Cardinals kicked the hell out of the Cowboys yesterday. Right. Wow. It's a funny league.
It's a
funny
league. Given Sunday.
Crazy league.
Yeah, any given Sunday.
And Sid's theory that it's a crazy league was never better exemplified than by Antonio Brown.
No kidding.
Crazy league. Crazy league. Crazy league. Crazy league. What else we got? We got anything else?
Timberwolves, what do you think?
I do want an update.
Is Cat retired or what the hell?
He played the other night, didn't he?
He had COVID.
I got a question.
He tested positive, and then it sounded like they were saying he didn't have symptoms. And then 5 games later, he still hasn't played. They said we got to ramp him back up. Why? If you miss 10 days with a sprained ankle, you play the next day. So.
What was LeBron James' beef with an assistant coach last night?
I don't know. I
didn't either, but I read there was he had a tirade or something.
Oh, I find that shocking.
Why is LeBron so intent on ruining his image if in fact he's got an image that should be ruined?
Well, he's got a pretty good image.
But he's doing some weird stuff.
Well, but I will validate him for, you're talking about the incident against the Pacers a few weeks ago, right?
Yeah.
That
was
completely justified because the people that he had thrown out were being way over the top. They were talking about his kid dying in a car accident.
His kid die in a car
accident? No, but they were saying he should. That's why he had him thrown out.
Oh, you got to get rid of that.
You can't
stay
crap like that.
There's a certain point.
Right. They crossed a line that you can't cross.
In Indiana, of all places.
Yeah, no kidding.
I thought that we were a little milder.
How much trouble's baseball in, Pat? Are we in trouble?
I don't know. I think if they never have another meeting, it's probably going to be a hard time to settle. I don't know. That is my number one concern for 2022. Not necessarily when is baseball going to start, but are these idiots really going to be putting 7 teams in each league in the playoffs? That drives me insane.
So would that make it a 1-game wild card for each league then?
No, you would do the same thing you did. You would play a 3-gamer.
Oh, for the COVID year?
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Just dumb. Just stupid. 162 games to determine nothing, basically. You're going to have a 83-79 teams, mediocre teams that they think is going to keep people interested. You can't fool people. If they know if they know you're a 500 mediocre team and it's September, nobody's going to come to the game because you might be the 7th place team.
By that logic, then what they're saying is a team like Atlanta getting in, winning the World Series would draw a lot of interest, and it was the lowest rated World Series in what?
Yeah, but
years?
Atlanta also got in.
I guess they did win their division.
They got in as a division winner and stuff. They're just the Manfred and those guys. They have no.
They need to fix 4.5-hour baseball games. Is what they need to fix.
Yes. They don't like baseball. Their big problem is they don't like baseball. Guess what? A lot of the rest of us don't like baseball.
No, you've solved it. They'll never take it seriously. But you've solved it 2 months ago. If you're going to work in baseball, you can't go to college. You can't not have graduated from a major school.
No, he did give some stipulations,
I believe. You can go to Mankato.
That's right. Yeah. Mankato State, you're in. All right. I'm eligible. I'm
Winona,
throwing my hat in the ring.
Mankato, anyway. A public institution that's, that used to be a teacher's college or an agricultural college, one of those two.
Okay.
Take any algebra classes.
No,
you can't do any calculus.
You got to be a mathematical idiot.
You got to be a touch off.
Yeah.
You got to chew tobacco. Those days are gone, aren't they?
Mm-hmm. You know what else? If it's a school that has its own school song. Instead of just one that's ripped off from somebody else, one of those
like an original,
one of those Ivy League songs that are just so special. And,
Joe, you're just reminding me. It wasn't recently; it was a while ago. But Super 70 Sports, because they lament often about how much they love old school baseball,
right?
And they had a photo of Herbeck wrapping the chew or bubblegum around the chew.
Yeah.
And he said, whatever year that photo was taken, it said, back when baseball players were men.
Yeah. Right. That's right.
It's just fantastic.
That's right. Herbie should be the commissioner.
Yes.
Herbie was at the hockey game.
Was he really?
Game.
Oh, yeah.
He sent the cold game.
I saw
Maurer. You were not there.
Ah, oh, God, no.
No.
Maurer and Perkins were skating in the day before deal.
Can Maurer skate?
Yeah, well, he's a great athlete, I'm assuming.
He was a basketball guy. But,
the idea he would have been a terrific hockey player, my friends tell me that is not true. He's maybe if he'd started in his youth.
Yeah. You know, they should have just put up his basketball photo.
Exactly.
Which one was Joe Maurer?
Pick out Joe Maurer in this photo.
He's the one white kid.
Herbie, though, I think the greatest ever of Herbie is when he and Gaetti would pantomime each other as Casey was screaming all the rules, including no smoking. Herbie go. they'd be both going like that. Then they'd both run in and have their heaters after the game, you know, drinking wild turkey in the back room.
I didn't know that he finished with more walks than strikeouts in his career.
Herbie?
Yeah.
Is that right?
Yes.
Yeah, he didn't strike. Man, he had a swing.
You had some extra time?
He had a swing when he was a kid.
I did.
As he got bigger, it got a little hitchy, but man, he was something.
Remember the terrorist organization, Toads?
Against disgusting sports, yeah.
They pointed out that Herbeck was the only major leaguer who gained weight during seasons.
Yes, right. Well, he did. The famous Herbie story, I don't know if it's true, but the one winter he got, they put him over there with Bob Rohde, you know, the Viking, the Gopher, and he worked out with him, and he got down to like 230 or something. He looked great. Then he drove to Florida and ate McDonald's all the way down. And put about 20 back on driving to Fort Myers.
Hold on.
Smith is going. And a hit to left by Gant. And Lonnie's trying. They're going to get him perhaps. He's safe. And now Gant gets back to first, and he's out.
I don't know, Jack. It looked like Herbeck pulled him off the bat.
Nope.
I think the Braves have a legitimate complaint right here. Then Herbeck makes the tag and watch the momentum of Herbeck pull Gant off the bat.
Nope.
He pulls him off the bat.
You're wrong, McCarver.
That's a bad call right there.
What was his nickname?
They clearly momentum.
They called up and told my bleeping mother they were going to kill her, you know, at the hotel.
Oh,
you
God.
Got, Tina got the death threat up in the hotel room because, you know, Herbie was all the twins had, you know, different names, you know, Lois Lane or stuff like that for their rooms, but he had a room for his mother, so she answered the phone. You're going to get killed tonight. You go to the ballpark tonight. Oh, Tina said, huh? Well, said,
you know, what was it? Cannons for you.
T-Rex was going to be his wrestling
name. Oh, God, what a character. There's some pranks that a fella could tell, too, that he's really not going to, because this is a family show.
It's a family show.
We don't want to ruin anybody's.
How's the game of flaws doing?
We had an interesting moment the other day. So I can say this on Monday Night Sports Talk. I can't say it on Garage Logic because Katie now watches Garage Logic on YouTube.
Oh boy!
But we're not on YouTube. Right?
No, we are not.
We're not on YouTube
because I can't. Because the other day I actually had to I came up and gave her a bagel or some damn thing.
Yeah.
And
you like a smoke?
And here's what she said. Why are you being so nice to me?
Oh, no. That's a fatal turn.
That is a no-win.
No way to answer.
You can't respond.
You just have to button your lip and just turn around and walk away because whatever you say will be used against you.
Yes, because, that was,
I texted
that one to Reavers. I said, there's, what do I do now?
You're trapped.
I'm stuck.
She wants me to turn into a dink again?
Yes.
What the hell? You know?
I am standing in Game of Flaws quicksand.
Yes, right.
Slowly fading away.
Right, it is. That is the trump card right there.
Well,
baby.
Pat, I did announce earlier today on Garage Logic that none of us did win the side bet. The fact that Joe did make the travel all the way to their destination and back without being thrown out of the vehicle. So none of us won because we all done side bets with the Sushere excursion.
But the You found a nice flight home, so I'm glad to hear that, man.
Yeah, and you know, when I was asked if I wanted it, I said absolutely.
Yes.
I mean, I abandoned everybody.
Yeah, right.
I'm not going to get in that car.
Pushing women and children out of the way to get to.
I'm not getting in that car.
But
again.
But the bride flew home with you too.
Yeah,
right?
Yeah, after she dropped them first too. Hesitating, uh-huh. Then checking with other sources, she decided that I think I can make it too.
Yeah. You know what I'm doing week after next. Huh. Next week, going to War Road to see grandson hockey.
Are you going to fly?
Nope.
You're riding with the family?
No. Well, Ryan and I and the kid are riding. But first, we got to stop in Duluth to see a Friday morning tilt with the girl.
Okay.
And then we're driving to War Road and coming back. And this sounded, you know. Okay, and then you start looking.
Yeah.
And then you start thinking, could be 38 below zero, you know.
Could be a whiteout storm.
Car could.
Yes.
Car could. So you've done the hockey trips.
Oh, yes.
You've done the hockey trips.
Go to Silver Bay so you can play Chisago.
You know, what's wrong with St. Cloud?
Right, right.
You know, what's wrong with those trips? Did you ever play a dice game with the other adults called Pig? Are you aware of that game?
I'm not.
Oh,
but
it's
always
a dice game.
Always.
Really? Oh, it's fun. Yeah.
Really? Always looking for new games.
It's
though,
a really great game.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Game of spoons sometimes. Golf, but never. Well, what is it called?
Pig. You get two dice.
Okay. Yep.
And the ultimate object of
you got to get on your mic, bro.
Yeah.
The ultimate object of the game is to be the first one to have more than 100. Total points.
Okay.
All you do is just throw the dice.
But there's so many weird little rules. For example, you start the game and you roll two sixes. First of all,
12.
Now you got 12. If you roll doubles, you have to roll again.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Anytime you roll a one, you got to go back to where you started. So if you roll
all
that,
over again?
Yep. So let's say you roll two sixes at your first roll, and then you roll a five and a nine. That's 14, and 12 is
26.
You could say, I'm done.
You only got two dice, you can't roll the next person.
Then the next time it comes around you, if you roll a 1, you don't have to go back to 0. You only go back to 26.
Mm. Yeah. Well, so
you're
saying if you hit doubles, then you draw. If you hit doubles,
you must throw the dice,
and you roll an ace, you lose those points.
That's right.
Just from that little.
Right.
Question.
Thing. Yeah.
When do I drink?
All during the game.
Okay. Now you're getting to my world here. Okay.
You know, that I just checked the old map, Pat. It's about, what, 2.5 from your estate to get to Duluth, roughly?
Yeah.
Two and a half hours. And then it's 4.5 to
War Road. 4.5 from Duluth to War Road,
but we're
baby.
Doing it. We're going up Thursday night.
Getting an RV?
No. Got the SUV.
Okay.
I rented one, though. That's
solid. Four-wheel drive.
Trunk. That's my Christmas present to the
oh, nice.
The rent of the SUV. But this is a decision that I fully expect to regret.
Yes. Yes.
I like War Road, so what the hell?
What was your line about not being able to shut off the Vikings? I was going to tweet that because it was perfect. What was your line about not being able to shut off the Vikings game?
Oh,
it was transfixed.
I was transfixed by the horse bleakness.
Is the word I couldn't remember.
I'm like, it was just horrible. It was wonderfully horrible, I thought. You know, just like, are you going to do that again?
You're going to run
Dalvin into that line again?
Pat, here's how uninterested I was in that game. And afterward, I went to bed shortly after halftime because I thought, I'm not wasting another minute. I didn't even want to stay up and listen to drunk fan line. I didn't even want to listen to that.
I watched Judd and Phil and Declan for about a half hour on YouTube, and I'm very disappointed. They didn't have the drunks.
What?
They didn't have the drunks.
It's a Sunday night Packer game.
They didn't have the drunks.
Where are my people?
I think the drunks might be calling a different wine line or something. Mm, but
that's too bad.
They didn't have the typical Green Bay morons who didn't wear shirts.
They had a few.
Yeah, they had a couple in the crowd.
They did.
Yep.
Some of them built like me with even bigger man boobs. It was very bad. I don't get it. But
what's the rule on the Santa costume, by the way? I saw a Santa in the crowd last night.
Santa.
Christmas is over.
I think it met the time limit.
Maybe they didn't have a. Well, they must not have had a home game the week before then.
Didn't they play on Christmas Day?
They did. They played the Browns.
Was that a home game? That was a road game.
No, that was in Green Bay.
Wow.
That was in Green Bay.
Yeah, because Baker Mayfield just got sprung from COVID or something.
Yeah, flew in. That's right. Yep.
Well, the they're going to be very disappointed if they get the day before the NFC title game, they find out the non-vax quarterback can't play.
Oh, they'll turn on him instantly.
Ooh, Rodgers?
Yeah.
Yeah.
He already missed one, you know.
Against the Chiefs.
Yes. What if they get to the Super Bowl and he can't play?
Oh, boy. That would be spectacular.
Well, as a Packer hater. Yes. I love watching a guy play. I got to admit it.
Oh, yeah. He's fun.
Cool and loose.
What if it happened before the NFC title game and Brady takes the Bucs to another Super Bowl?
Mm.
Is Brady an anti-vaxxer?
I don't think so. I think he is. I think he is, yeah.
Depends upon what Giselle says.
Right.
Well, she strikes me as possibly ordering him to get vaccinated.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think she orders him to do a lot of stuff.
I think so.
And his answer is yes, ma'am.
Yes, ma'am.
When's he going to be 45?
I think he's a February birthday. I can check
that. Is that unbelievable? It is unbelievable. Mm-hmm. He's, you know, we used to be dazzled by George Blanda being 45 and kicking.
Right.
All he did was kick.
Right.
This guy plays quarterback.
Right. Excuse me, August 3rd. The only reason I knew that is I know he's the last professional athlete that's still older than me.
That's a way to track.
Right.
I don't even have a senior golfer that's older than me anymore. So anyway.
I'm rooting for Tom to keep going, baby.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, August 3rd, 1977.
Giselle will keep going.
Yeah.
Boy, Suhan's vicious attack on Cousins Saturday.
That got some attention.
Last time I looked, it's 68,000 hits.
You're kidding me.
On the paper?
Yeah. Well, on the online website.
On the online version.
Website.
What did Suhan say?
Basically, get rid of this bum. He's a lousy leader.
Did he get the comments in Suhan's favor?
No, the comments were over 1,200 or something. I didn't look at him, but I'm sure the comments were about 75 guys calling each other names.
That's kind of the portion I saw. That's exactly what it was.
It's the same people calling each other names. But that's
it didn't help, by the way, that Matt Burke got involved with that.
Yes, that's right. Matt Burke, Matt Burke says that he supported Cousins as not one of the reasons this team has failed this year.
Right.
So Matt's
outspoken.
Mm-hmm. Good kid. Is he going to run for governor or not?
No, he's supporting Dr. Scott Jensen.
Oh.
We had them both on at the state fair this year.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And Matt then said, I can't believe you two are still on the air to Rook and Joe.
Yeah.
Well, let's go to the bank.
Yeah, I think so.
All right.
We're off the air now.
All right.
Yep.
EcoFun has e-bikes in stock. And why is that important? Because every other bike retailer is out of stock and will not be getting new e-bikes until December or January. You can't even get one for Christmas from them. The weather is warming up, so if you are in the market for an e-bike, scooter, or ATV, go to EcoFun right now. EcoFun Motorsports in Forest Lake. Talk with Tim Bloom, the owner of EcoFun Motorsports in Forest Lake. Tim and his family will help you select the e-bike that is right for you, and they will deliver it to your front door in the metro area. Right now, EcoFun has Bentelli e-bikes and Yamaha Motor Assist bikes in stock. EcoFun also carries the full line of Yamaha scooters, motorcycles, and a wide variety of Yamaha ATVs, including ATVs for kids. Check out EcoFun Motorsports in Forest Lake and online at EcoFunMotorsports.com and tell Tim that old bicycler Patrick Ricey sent you.
Hey, GLers, it's Reavers here once again for Mr. Money Talk, Josh Arnold. And as you've been hearing over the course of the last couple of months, Josh asks you one simple question, and that's always, do you know what you own? You see, Josh's clients, they always know what they own. And Josh has found that most people that he meets with every single day, well, they don't. They absolutely have no idea. Josh has also seen retirement portfolios that have a big percentage in bonds. And there are real instances of people paying more in commissions and fees than they can possibly make
on the rate of return that those bonds currently yield. So Josh begs of you, know what you own. And you'll hear from Mr. Money Talk later today here in Garage Logic to give you a specialized report on the goings-on in the market today. Trust is often overused, and it's even harder to find. Please, you can take it from me that you can trust Josh. So give him a call today for that free 48-minute financial consultation, and you do so by calling 952-925-5608. Once again, that's 952-925-5608 for Mr. Money Talk, Josh Arnold.
It's time for your New Year's resolution. We all spent a lot of money during the holidays, and I can help you save some money, too. Do what I did. Call the Canopy Group. They shopped over 16 insurance companies, increased my coverage greatly, and saved me over $600 annually. I procrastinated and wish I had done this a decade earlier. Now I'm part of the Canopy Group's annual process. I do not have the time, interest, or knowledge to shop 16 different companies for my home and auto insurance. Do me and yourself a favor. Don't procrastinate. Make this your New Year's resolution. Call the Canopy Group and get the best insurance coverage and save money. You will be off to a wonderful new year. Go to thecanopygroup.com. That's thecanopygroup.com.
Hi, this is Chris Howard, host of Plugged In with Chris Howard. It's crazy to think that a few weeks ago we were talking about whether or not Tua Tagovailoa should consider retiring. After two concussions and worldwide debates on player safety and NFL culpability, Tua has done nothing but go back to work and currently has the Dolphins riding a three-game win streak and one loss behind the division favorite Buffalo Bills. While everyone was yapping about the end of his career, Tua Tagovailoa said he'll decide when it's time. And clearly, he's not ready to hang up the cleats. Hi, this is Chris Howard from the Plugged In with Chris Howard podcast. BetOnline.net is your number one source for betting football and the start of the new basketball season. Find all the latest player developments, team matchups, news, podcasts, and in-depth analysis on every game. BetOnline remains your continued source for all your sports wagering information with live betting up-to-the-minute scores for every the fastest and easiest way to check in on all your favorite games and events, including the MLB playoffs, the start of the NHL season, MMA, boxing, and golf. And if you love sports podcasts, you can find those at BetOnline as well. Head to the website today or use your mobile device to learn more. BetOnline, where the game starts.